Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Beginning this week's Gunflint Report, life in this part of the universe has become frozen in time. Residents are settled into survival mode, concerned most about keeping living quarters warm and hoping the vehicle will start if needed. Border country heads into yet another week of bitter cold temperatures. If anything or anybody could be blamed, perhaps it's yours truly. After bragging a couple weeks ago about this territory having not experienced its annual January polar blast, I must have offended the great spirit of the North. The scribing back then had barely come out over WTIP radio waves when Baboon, the wintertime guy, obviously took offense and decided it was time. This in mind, he must have been thinking, "Just a moment, you old codger, I'm not dead, and in fact, I'm very much alive and well, and in charge." Since then, frigidity has brought activity to a near standstill. I haven't observed an ice angler's rig headed up the lake for over a week. And on another note, I have heard no recent moaning from the lake ice. Then again, I haven't been outside much to listen. On this first day of month two, it is hard to predict what conditions will be like as this scoop comes your way. A good bet is it might still be on the lower side of zero. If such is the case, the Wildersmith neighborhood will have been below the nothing mark for all but 2 days during the past 2 weeks. That's a lot of frosty hours and countless chunks of firewood. There's no apparent logic to this next tidbit, but it's sure funny the Wildersmith thermometer has been at its lowest reading each of the last two Sunday mornings. Last weekend saw our coldest low so far, as the column of mercury was within 3 degrees of not being observable at minus 42. It's likely some of our neighbors up toward end of the trail were even colder. It seems several folks in the territory have been under the weather, and yes, we have in a couple ways. Not only have we been under this icy outdoor spell, many have been fighting a Northwoods crud indoors. Not to be excluded, the Smiths have been dealing with the annoying cough, congestion, and throat conditions too. Perhaps being self-quarantined by this siege of cold will slow the spread of the yucky stuff, as folks haven't been getting around much. February comes from the Latin word februa, which means to cleanse. So the arrival on this second 2019 segment enters at a time when healing from these sick nasties is in big demand. Then again, as January ended with no sense of humor, February might share the same character. Whatever happens, the consolation is, after this weekend, there are only 25 days left until things will start getting better and symptoms of cabin fever begin fading away. The Bear Grease sled dog race came through to the mid-trail stopover last Monday. Although conditions did not favor mankind, they were great for the canine stars of the event. Without a doubt, there was likely no overheating during the 300-mile journey, as temps hovered in the teens to way below zero. For results of this historic travel reenactment, check the Bear Grease website. Warming congrats to all that endured. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where even days below zero are great. Really cool, man.